The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Show number 298.
Woo-woo!
298, that means...
The countdown.
Next week... is 300 week here at the Nate Darling Show.
We should just do sit-ups all week long, nonstop, and then come wearing Spartan gear. 300 for our 300th episode.
If I do 300 sit-ups, I don't think I'll be able to come, Sam. That's how it's going to go. No, 300 week, for anybody who isn't aware, the 300th episode is kind of a big deal. So what we're doing is next week on Monday... there will be a show with the very first cast of the Nate Darling Show. That's already recorded.
That's beautiful.
Larry, Mel, and myself. Lots of tips for Diana and her sex life. Diana's not here this week, by the way. So she has to tune in for that. Wednesday, it's going to be cast number two. It's going to be me, Ted, Christiana, and Becca. There's going to be a lot of singing on that show.
Nice. Becca.
And we'll on Friday, the current cast is going to do episode 300, so it's 300 week. Mm-hmm. It's all one big episode, but broken into three parts so that everybody can handle it. We're going to have a lot of honesty. We want most embarrassing stories, most embarrassing dating stories, those sort of things.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to do on that show, so... it's going to be a very big 300 week. Very excited about that. Thank you to everybody who's been shopping on Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com, by the way. April was a pretty lean month, but May is bouncing back.
Nice.
It's not quite where March was, but yeah, get on that, people. And do that for your friend. If you've got somebody you know who shops on Amazon, go ahead and do that so you get to the site, and then make that their bookmark for Amazon.
Yeah.
And then every time they go back to it, we get just a little taste and it doesn't cost anything extra. So you're not, it's not like you're taking money out of their pocket. You're taking money out of Amazon's pocket and giving it to us. So
that's it. Stick it to the man. Stick it to the man.
300 episodes. Wow, 300 episodes. We just this past Monday, the 50th episode of the Well Hung podcast dropped.
Damn.
So we're setting milestones right and left around here.
This, how special.
And be 4 years coming up on July 4th. That not going to make a party for that. Sorry. I decided to go with the round numbers for the episode, so we're going to do that.
Cute.
So, Sam, you've been absent the past couple weeks because
I apologize, everybody.
Various work commitments and other things. So how have you been, my man? What's been going on?
Well, besides allergies kicking my ass, I'm going to sound really congested right now if I don't already.
You know what's really funny is I've got this new pair of headphones on, and I'm trying them. They sound great when I'm listening to music and when I'm listening to other podcasts. They sound a little weird when I'm listening to myself talk and I'm listening to you guys talk. So I've got my old headphones here plugged in case I need to switch back at a moment's notice.
It's a little distracting, the weirdness. Huh?
So it's tough. I can't really tell if you're congested or not. So. Yeah. But other than allergies beating on you, what's been up?
You know, I've been missing episodes with, like you said, work commitments. It's been that busy time in the TV biz.
Well, and the other thing is we record once a week. So if you can't be here that once a week for whatever reason, whether a project keeps you at work late, which happened, I know, once.
Yeah.
There was some scheduling issues with you at work. That was another thing.
Yep.
Yeah, it happens. It's like Diana's got a show that she's, I guess, getting paid $5 for. So she said, screw you
guys.
Hey,
get that money, baby.
So she's not here this week. And, it happens. Yeah. People have stuff going on. And that's cool. We try to have fresh new shows every week. And, aside from emergency situations, we tend to do that. And even then, there's a classic episode that'll get thrown up so that there's something for you to listen to.
Brilliant. So, I don't know if it's my long-term memory that's failing, but it feels more short-term. The last couple of weeks are kind of a blur.
Sure.
But I can tell you what happened today. There's two exciting events that happened today.
What's that?
To the listeners who might not know, I still live with my grandmother.
Oh, God, you bless her. You've not gotten out of grandma's house.
We're working on it.
Sure.
Anyhow, she's had this toaster longer than I've been alive, okay?
Oh, no.
It's beautiful. It's Procter & Gamble something. It's gloriously pristine. She keeps everything perfect. And this morning I'm making toast. Well, I put the bread in the toaster, and that damn oro wheat's so wide, it's not fitting in the traditional slots. But, you know, I shove it in, and I press down on the little button. Well, the little wires inside, the coils aren't even glowing. There's no heat coming out.
Oh, no.
I said, Grandma, is there something wrong with the toaster? She said, you know what, Sammy? That was giving me trouble yesterday. Why don't you just kind of tilt it? I'm tilting it. Nothing. I said, Grandma, I think I'm going to unplug it and plug it back in. I unplug, plug it back in, and all of a sudden I start hearing this. And then I see bright blue sparks flying out of where the cable plugs into the plug.
Sure, because that's not the color for toast.
Yes, and then all of a sudden, the smell of melting plastic and smoke, and before you know it, flames are coming off of the fucking wall.
Oh, no.
And I said, Grandma, the toaster's catching the wall on fire. So I was afraid to even touch the toaster. I thought I'd get electrocuted, but I did it. And I grabbed it and I yanked that whole thing out of the wall. And that was an exciting morning.
Yeah, you should have just run some water in the sink and just brushed it. Just pushed it into the sink to douse it.
It was right next to the sink. That's
why, of course.
I was like, this is all so wrong. It's all so wrong. So and then
he blew up Grandma's toaster.
Let me do one of these for you. For those who are listening, and no, you mean it's not television.
You mean the pose you're striking with your leg up over one arm of the chair?
Yes, lifting my left leg, exposing my genitalia.
To Kareem, yes.
To Kareem. And that's actually true because I today ripped a hole in my pants. It's right here. And this is one of my favorite pair of pants, and so I'm rather bummed about it. But I had a little extra breeze on my left testy throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. He'll give your girlfriend back her pants now.
Yeah.
Did Walt Gray offer to blow on him?
He probably would have if he knew.
He might have.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, good. So you managed to escape death twice today.
Yes. Well put.
Yes. Now, Kareem, I know you've been beating the pavement in search of new and fresh employment. I saw the photo of you on Facebook, all spiffed up for an interview.
The interview.
So I had a job interview today at McClellan Business Park. So I should find out here in the next couple of days whether I got it or not.
Ooh, maybe we can have an announcement on the 300th show.
That's it. I hope so.
Yeah. That would be awesome. So let me ask you this. I saw the photo, and you've got the salt and pepper beard. Do you ever think of going with a Just for Men for the beard, to take the salt out of the salt and pepper?
No.
Okay.
No, I think it's a very sexy salt and pepper.
I'm not judging. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have fought the girls that when I worked in the spa.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to pull out the hairs. They were trying to dye them. So I'm like, yeah, no, I earned these.
That's right. I don't know if you can tell from there. I have like 3 platinum white hairs sticking out of my beard.
No, it's hard to tell.
Yeah. Well, if you were maybe 2 or 3 feet away from me, I bet you it would be.
Yeah, I think I've been close enough to you to see one or two here and there.
It's happened in the last year.
The living with Grandma.
Living with Grandma.
She's rubbing off
the
on
oldness.
You. Yeah, I've got a couple, and it's you look confused.
I thought I heard a knocking.
No.
Maybe it's
It's the cats running around and the air conditioning on.
Yeah.
Because I can actually see at the front door. There's no one there.
Good.
Plus, as a grandfather, I should have salt and pepper.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah.
Today's his second birthday, so
it's true.
Aww.
Happy birthday, Isaac!
Yeah. Happy
Mr.
birthday,
Isaac.
Yeah, the only places I have great. Well, I've got a few sprinkled in, and I've gotten a lot more in the past 6 months or so. Like in my sideburns, you can see it, especially when they get a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And I don't care for them.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a grandfather. Kareem and I are about the same age, but I'm not even a father. So
yeah.
I'm holding on to youth with both hands.
And I've had gray hair in my beard for like 10 years now.
Yeah. So
you wear it with such a youthful vigor.
Yeah.
My mom only had a few gray hairs right up until she had a stroke when she was 60. And right up until that point, she only had a few gray hairs. And the same for my dad. They didn't really go gray at a young age. My dad's 71 now, and he's mostly gray, but he's still got some regular colored hair too.
Yeah.
So you know,
you got some good hair genes.
Well, sort of. but anyway.
I found a gray pube last week.
Wow.
Yours?
Yes.
Congratulations.
I was like, holy shit, where did that come from?
Is it going to go salt and pepper down there too then? It's not like all at once kind of a thing.
I guess so. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Keep us updated on
that. Yeah, I'm curious. I got to know. Well, there is a hair dye. I remember seeing it thinking it was bizarre. It was called gray chic for men, where if you're in that transitional phase between white and dark hair, it helps you keep all the hairs one uniform. Oh. Gray.
Right.
Gotcha. Gray chic.
I thought you were going to talk about some Betty Ready.
Betty Ready, you better inform me. You better educate me right now.
Betty Ready has died for the hair down there.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that's
what
why.
Circumstance is that? Well, is if you had white or gray pubes?
Yeah, I mean,
it's any color. They have a multiple color.
Yeah, see, it originally came out as like a fancy Halloween sort of thing. So you can dress up and make it part of the costume.
Yeah. You're serious, right?
Yeah, dead serious.
You should pull up and they have like little fancy little sayings for it.
Oh, no. For each color?
For each color.
Well, I mean, the thing is, though, hair down there has become sort of passe at this point.
Right.
Most amongst the ladies.
A lot of people just shave straight to the
or wax.
Or wax, even. Do that little Brazilian.
That's get rid of it all. Get rid of it all. Go smooth.
That seems so uncomfortable to just expose your jennies to a stranger who's going to pour a hot fluid on you. And
well, it's not really a fluid at that point. And look,
it doesn't make it better, Nate.
Well, but the thing is, women are a lot more used to showing their area down there to people than men are.
Yeah.
Because when we go to the doctor, if they slip a hand in your pants and tell you to turn your head and cough, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
For women, they have their annual exam. They're looking all up in their business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have to. So it's not an equivalent sort of thing. Not that it's necessarily comfortable for them. They're just more used to it.
Okay, that helps me grasp.
Does it?
Helps me grasp the... Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Wait. Here you go.
Go ahead.
Did you pull up pictures?
Black Betty, get Betty, get back to black or rev up the action. Gray, no way. Black Betty rules below the belt. Oh man.
Have mercy.
Well, I suppose if you were somebody, let's say you are someone who's dating. And I have a girlfriend, but if I'm just out dating and I'm starting to get the salt and pepper down there,
yeah,
I may want, but I've, you know, everything else is all one color. I probably don't want the gray pube surprise.
No, no.
Yeah.
When you're hooking up with the chick in her early 30s or whatever.
Right.
Cause you want to maintain that facade of youth as long as you can.
Are you a true blonde? Of course you are.
Of course you are. Yes.
Blind Betty answers the true blonde question.
I'm not really sure. Diana may be at a gig. She may be at this, though. This just in, a Nebraska woman is suing all homosexuals, all of them. That includes Diana.
Wow.
On behalf of God.
Wow.
Because, you know.
That's ambitious.
It is.
Because she speaks with God now.
A Nebraska woman filed a 7-page handwritten court brief detailing her lawsuit against all homosexuals on behalf of God and his son, Jesus Christ. Sylvia Driscoll, who's 66, filed a federal lawsuit in Omaha asking for a federal judge to rule on whether or not homosexuality is a sin. I'm not sure that judges get to rule on sins.
Nope.
But hey, whatever. The 7-page court brief, which is entirely handwritten, describes the woman as an, quote, ambassador for plaintiff's God and his son, Jesus Christ. The defendants listed in the lawsuit are, quote, homosexuals, end quote, noting that the group uses the alias gay. The brief cites several Bible verses and argues, quote, that homosexuality is a sin and that they, the homosexuals, know it is a sin to live a life of homosexuality. Why else would they have been hiding in the closet? End quote. This woman is a literalist.
Lord have mercy.
She cited the biblical destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah as evidence of God's distaste for what she calls, and I quote, immoral behavior. Quote, I never thought I would see the day in which our great nation or our own great state of Nebraska would become so compliant to the complicity of some of people's lewd behavior. That's what she wrote. Why are judges passing laws so sinners can break religious and moral laws? With all the judges of this nation, judge God to be a liar. And she misspelled liar.
Of course. She said lair?
L-I-E-R.
Oh, my God.
Of course she did.
Yeah. Wow. So that's happening in the middle of our country.
How unfortunate.
And what I like to call flyover states.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Nebraska.
Nebraska. Omaha.
Oh, Omaha.
Oh,
yeah,
that's black Nebraska.
Uh-oh.
That's where all the black people are in Nebraska, is Omaha.
Sylvia could be one of them.
You are not lying.
I bet Sylvia's got, she's got gray pubes.
She's 66.
I've got a feeling.
She's 66, so I'm guessing probably. Because she probably didn't go for the Brazilian.
No.
Although you never know. It's probably a little tougher with the loose skin down there.
Some of that saggy badge.
Yeah, the SV. Okay, so a lot of times people say things that are really bad, and the problem is they never own up to it. Well, finally, we have a high school principal who's apologizes for a racist meltdown. Let's take a little listen to the racist meltdown and see if it really does require an apology.
Let's just get through this, please. Don't nobody ask.
I'm thinking y'all owe this young man an apology, especially that goober that was coming through with his little thing.
Is there a streaker?
That was so rude. Where are you, you little coward? Come on back up here. Let's talk.
So far, it seems like the crowd likes her.
Y'all getting this on videotape?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to wait outside. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't want to see what's going to happen next time.
She is really out of line now.
Don't tell my daughter she's
there. That's right. Thank you.
Yeah, good job. Good job.
Get out
of here. Y'all are the rudest people I've ever seen in my life.
Get her. She's off her rocker. That means don't argue with a crazy person.
I'm not. That's why I haven't said a word.
Yeah, don't argue with. Don't rationalize.
Why do black people have to talk in every movie, Kareem? Why?
It was my fault
shit to say.
That we missed it in the program.
It has nothing to do with it.
Look who's leaving, all the black people.
Whoa! Not all of them. There's still some there taking video of you.
Oh, my God.
Well, now they are. Now they're all leaving.
Yeah, probably, I would.
Now they're all leaving. But is that really racist to say, now look who's leaving, all the black people, or is that just observant?
I don't even know what the hell happened.
I'm not sure either. There was a graduate.
If there was a video showing the whole room and only black people, not a single other race left, then it would be observant. But it's still unnecessary to call out.
Yeah. So anyway, apparently the behavior was bizarre throughout the evening. That's why the woman who was videotaping took her phone out. She came up to the podium and was like, if your baby's crying, you need to do one of two things. You need to tape their mouth. You need to get out because they shouldn't be here anyways.
No way.
She was on one.
What a kook.
So anyway, the high school principal, that was a high school principal, has now apologized. And
too late to apologize.
Well, she's not taking all the blame herself. She's in fact blaming the devil.
No.
Yes.
I was going to say drugs. I'd let her pass with drugs.
No. I said, devil.
She said, the devil was in the house and it came out from my mouth.
Yep.
I deeply apologize for my racist comment and I hope that forgiveness is in your hearts.
Oh, Lord.
I said, devil.
Well, here's what caused the whole.
I can't say a racist rant during my speech.
Here's what happened. According to one student, the trouble began when the principal mistakenly dismissed the crowd early on the graduation ceremony. She forgot the final speech is what happened. Then she told everybody to come back. And
I said, devil.
It reminds me of my favorite Hot Rod, one of my favorite movies.
Yes.
Final speech.
After he does the whole whiskey. And he like crashes through that man's van and the guy comes out. He's like, what are you doing? And his friend steps up to defend him. He's like, I went to church today. Now you done brought the demons out of me. And he starts beating him up. That's my hat now. That's my hat.
You ever seen you Flip Wilson, that? The Devil Made Me Do It?
Flip Wilson, I've seen. I don't remember that one.
That's like,
yeah, it is a classic one. It is very much a classic one.
That is pretty much where that comes
from.
Oh,
they took it from that.
Yeah.
All right. So, Kareem, I know you're a sports fan. Sam, not so much. But the Philadelphia Phillies in 1983, they were on the precipice of winning the World Series.
No.
And Mitch Williams, their closer, gave up a home run to Joe Carter that lost the World Series for the Philadelphia Phillies. Well, all these years later, there's still a battle between Mitch Williams, who was the closer, and Lenny Dykstra, who has had many personal problems, including bankruptcy, drugs, prison, stealing from his kids, drugs. But they showed up for some sort of lighthearted Philly sports roast. And then alcohol was served, and then things
Lenny's
happened.
He's supposed to be in rehab. He's not supposed to be drinking.
Yeah.
You cursed the Phillies.
For one time.
And by the way, they are both very red-faced, even as this starts.
Oh, no.
So
that's a lot of alcohol.
The first voice you hear is Mitch Williams.
In your life, in front of God and everybody, tell them why you were so upset I gave up a home run to lose the World Series.
I wasn't upset about you. I mean,
because you didn't get the MVP. Do you think I tried less hard?
Okay, this is how fucking stupid this guy is. No, I mean, really. Like,
dude,
you think I give a fuck about the MVP?
Yes!
No.
I know you!
You know what I give a fuck about? One thing. Anybody that played with me, knows how the game works. You still don't know, you don't know the fucking rules, dude.
Okay. I don't know the rules.
So, yeah, because remember, hold on.
Quiz on the rules.
Remember, dude, when we hit the 3-run lead in the 9th and we get that insurance run, and so we get a 4-run lead?
You remember the time when you were doing this thing and we were talking a quiz on the rules? We're talking about it. We're going to do it.
They seem rather polite for being wasted.
Well, Lenny's at the podium, and Mitch is at the end of the dais.
Do you know how many fucking more drugs you made me take to fucking to keep up with that shit? And everybody take. I mean,
Lenny, hold on. All you're doing is making yourself look more stupid.
You made prison was like a fucking fantasy camp playing behind me. Playing with you, dude.
Prison.
Let me keep going.
Yeah, please keep going, because here's the
I remember
deal.
That game.
This is good.
The numbers don't like lie. How the fuck can somebody get fired from a fuck, gets hired by a Major League Baseball network for a fucking dream job, who somehow masqueraded through the interview? I don't know how he got through it. But what does matter is he found a way to fuck that up. Just like you found a way to fuck up the World Series. What haven't you fucked up?
Okay, so he's now attacked Mitch Williams as a professional.
Yep.
What haven't you fucked up? They've both been drinking.
Oh, dear.
Let's see what happens next.
Okay, I just want to know what you haven't fucked up.
Okay.
Stop the slinging. Just go to the fuck outside.
I haven't fucked up your face yet.
Now Mitch is standing.
Uh-oh.
He's at the end of the table. There's a good 8 to 10 feet between them, but Mitch is now standing up.
Would you like me to answer that letter?
No. So here we go.
I have 5 kids that I have never stolen a dollar from.
Oh.
Now, do you want to start talking about
what's the kids? Where's the kids? What's the kids got to do with anything? Why do you bring the kids into it?
Yeah, why you bring the kids into it? Why gotta be like that?
I was gonna say, I haven't fucked up your face yet and leap over the table.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, so that's what happens when old buddies get together to talk about old times in front of a group of people.
I remember that game. The biggest thing that happened in that game that nobody ever talks about was the leadoff. I think it was a leadoff single that Ricky Henderson hit, and then he stole second base.
Yeah.
And then
Ricky Henderson.
And they were worried about him on base, which was why Mitch Williams threw the pitch that Joe Carter hit it for a home run.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's the one of the very few home runs to win a World Series.
Yeah. But that was the reason why he...
Because
he was worried about Ricky on the base.
All right. Well, let's move on to something more pleasant. Terrence Howard has a small dick. That's according
more
to...
More pleasant,
that's
he
according,
says.
That's according to his wife. One day it's going to be all over for him. More importantly, the extremely embarrassing legal battle he's been waging with his ex-wife, Michelle Gent. Recently, according to TMZ, Howard filed legal documents stating that Gent attempted to blackmail him by threatening to release photos of his small dick.
For real?
Yes. In docs filed by his attorney, Brian Kramer, Terrence says he secretly recorded her saying, "I can make a good $2 million right now. You want to see your little dick out there in front of TV?" Terrence says he has her on tape saying she will tell every woman in the world that he gave her an STD. Wow.
Well, if it's true, okay.
So, yeah, it's he's also been accused of domestic abuse a lot of times. So, yeah, it's not a good thing. But hey, he's on the hit show Empire.
That might be a reason for her not to want to release it.
Exactly. Dude. Don't tempt with the tempter.
So,
exactly. Like, you're already a history of whooping ass. You might you might want to lay low.
Woman, you best watch yourself.
He might shoot you if you put a small dick picture
on. That's crossing the line.
Not okay. None of this is okay. Divorce can be very ugly.
Shit.
Very ugly. Yeah. All right. And this came out. This was in the news last week. Blew my mind. It blew my mind even more when I saw it was three black people.
He said, "I just got out of the pool."
I just went on the polar bear plunge. See, there's a... This you know the story, Sam. Last week, there were three people arrested here in California because they were running a rogue Masonic police force.
Oh, yes.
So these three people, all of them African-American, which blew my mind. One of them, I believe, is an aide to the Attorney General, Kamala Harris.
Out of control.
They claim that they are part of a Masonic police force that has a 3,000-year-old legacy and jurisdiction in 33 states. Here's how they were caught. So it's crazy enough like that. Here's how they're caught. They sent letters around to a bunch of police departments.
Always a good idea.
Yeah, to let them know that he was the dude. This one guy was the new chief deputy director. He called various law enforcement officers, agencies to schedule in-person meetings. In-person meetings. Captain Roosevelt Johnson, who heads the sheriff's department in Santa Clarita Valley Station, met with members of the group and became very wary after they could not provide any information about the group's aims. Yeah, it's just really weird that it just all of a sudden it's like, hey, there are these three people who claim that they're on this Masonic police force that no one's ever heard of. I mean, they are secretive, the Masons.
Right.
But
the Mystic Order.
And they were just going, no, we've got.
They would never go to the police, let you know that they were going to be at the police force.
Well,
that's some weird shit.
Here's what's really weird about it to me. Is there some sort of reason behind it? My right. Spidey senses got to tingling. It's like, is this a terrorist cell that's going around just trying to go, hey, look, we're the cops. It's okay. No matter what we're doing, we're okay because we're cops.
Right.
Who want to just sneak around behind the back. Or what are they doing?
Yeah.
It's just very strange. Gawker reached out to the Freemasons for comment. It seems that the ringleader of this is at least affiliated with the group in some way. He attended an event just last year.
So there's some legitimacy there.
During which he held the title RW Grand High Priest.
What's that RW?
No idea. They were apparently well supplied too. The cops found badges, weapons, uniforms, and law enforcement paraphernalia after they searched two unnamed locations. Yeah, it's very strange.
Shit.
Just all of a sudden. I want to know how our attorney general had this guy as an aide and didn't have that vetted out a little bit more.
Well, maybe the attorney general is part of the
Maybe she's the one who's the head of the whole thing.
She could be the head.
She could be the whole thing. I don't trust her.
Shit.
I have a long history of not trusting her, so that's just me. That's my own personal...
I distrust her so much.
That's my own personal opinion.
Wait, that's not related.
She's the man now, so you can't trust her.
Well, you can trust her.
Surgeon
before.
General and Attorney General,
two not different the, two different things, very different things. No, she was the district attorney in San Francisco, and in California we have the death penalty.
Yeah,
and as the district attorney, I think you need to at least have that as a potential thing.
Right.
And she came out and said, and she ran on this too. I'm never going to charge anybody ever with the death penalty. Never going to seek it.
Right.
And to me, that's dereliction of duty and bullshit.
Yes.
It's one thing if you get into office and you never do it and you go, right. No, nothing rose to what I thought was reasonable for that.
Uh-huh,
okay,
uh-huh.
But to come out and go, you know what? It's the law. I'm just going to ignore it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ignore it.
No, that's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable.
No. I'd say it's acceptable if the people voted for it knowing that was her stance.
Yeah, but
you know, you do have a certain point there in this democratic society.
Yeah, but they're the idiots in San Francisco.
If she didn't divulge that information ahead of time, then
that's some shady shit.
But if she says it,
oh, I'm not saying she's shady. I'm saying I don't like her, I don't trust her, and she's
a derelict in her duties, so she shouldn't be trusted.
All
agreed.
Right. Fair enough.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
All right, first up in cool or tool, teammates, alcohol and honesty, Kareem.
Cool.
Sam?
So very cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like how you put that.
they didn't get
close. Teammates, alcohol and honesty.
They didn't come to blows, so I think it's cool. It's just words. But now words hurt.
Yeah.
All right, up next in cool or tool, breaking stereotypes, Sam?
I'm all about that shit, bro. That's cool.
Kareem?
Cool.
I agree. Terrence Howard, you and your small dick, keep breaking those stereotypes,
come on,
my
baby.
Friend.
Keep the dream alive.
The white side of his family.
And finally, or is it? Fake cops, Kareem.
They're tool.
Sam?
You can't get more tool.
Yeah, no. Fake cops are absolute tools. I don't know what you're doing. I love the fact that they're like, hey, listen, real cops. We need to have a meeting so we can let you know.
Our copiness is more important than your copiness.
33 states, 3,000 years.
3,000 years.
We go back 3,000 years. Yeah, I know the United
Skull
States is not 3,000 years old. But we go back that far because we do. Just trust us.
And I don't have any gray pubes or anything. Swear to God.
Yeah, no gray pubes. Nothing to worry about. There's nothing to see here.
There's nothing to see.
Absolutely nothing to see here.
Fill out.
I am really looking forward to the rest of that story. But that's cooler tool. So thanks everybody for playing.
Thanks for playing.
Fake cops. All right. So in Colorado, recreational marijuana is legal.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's one of the states where you can just go down and buy yourself marijuana and enjoy it recreationally.
Yeah.
And they've got a bunch of restaurants there, including a barbecue joint, which is run by some Hispanic fellows in Milliken, Colorado. And they're going to have a very special appreciation day coming up here in a little bit. I may go check it out myself.
I think you should.
At a barbecue joint in Milliken, race is never far from owner Edgar Antillon's mind.
I'm first generation born. My parents are from Mexico.
He knows how racism feels. He's been through it before, which makes this latest deal that much more surprising.
So on June 11th, what we plan on doing is a white appreciation day.
Yeah!
And basically on that day, all white people would get 10% off.
Originally a joke, white appreciation day is now on the calendar.
Sam, finally it's our time.
Finally. I'll get 10% off a burrito. I'll drink to that.
No, it's a barbecue joint. You assumed it was a burrito, you racist.
How racist of me.
You are so racist.
No, I just like burritos.
Robin Butts Barbecue will give a 10% discount to only white customers next month. Antillon knows the move could bring backlash.
We have a whole month for Black History Month. We have a whole month for Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah.
So we figured all we could do, that the least we can do, is offer one day to appreciate white Americans.
That guy's white.
Ricardo Romero, a civil rights activist in Northern
Colorado. He's first generation Mexican American, Kareem.
I'm looking at a picture of him. He's white.
If you're going
to, and now it's been extended to everybody.
To the whole community.
There could be legal repercussions. Jennifer McPherson of the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies.
If someone felt like they were being discriminated against, they could come to the Civil Rights Division and file a complaint with our office, and we would investigate that.
Do you want reparations for the 10% discount at the barbecue joint, Kareem? Is that what it is?
No. Actually, it's been extended to everyone.
Of course.
And actually, the person who probably would go file a suit would be a white person.
Yeah, the white
guilt. I was about to say, dude, I'll go push charges.
That would be a white person.
The white guilt overwhelming them.
Yes.
I'll push charges if I don't get my 10%.
First of all, I have no problem with this. I think it's a brilliant marketing move.
Yeah.
Because this got on the news, it got all over here, and now everybody knows about Rubbin' Butts Barbecue. Yeah. That is the name of the place.
But there's a new update. He extended it to everybody.
Yeah, of course. Right. Of course, this is a marketing stunt. Of course, he extended it to everybody.
Marketing stunt.
Somebody came out and said, "You can't do that." You can't. You can't do anything. You cannot do anything strictly for white people.
For a white person, it's not acceptable.
You cannot. And although him comparing Black History Month and White
Hispanic
Disco Day.
Appreciation Month.
And he is Hispanic, so.
Right.
White. I saw the picture.
He is not white. He's Hispanic, just like George Zimmerman. By the way, did you see George Zimmerman got shot today?
What the fuck?
George Zimmerman found
it. How does that happen?
That was the second greatest thing to happen today, besides Tom Brady getting suspended for 4 games.
Oh, please. He's not going to serve 4.
Zimmerman made some good soundtrack.
He's not going to serve 4 games. George Zimmerman, he's the one who killed Trayvon Martin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What did you think it was?
I was thinking about whoever that composer is who has Zimmerman in his name.
You
mean Hans Zimmer, who did all the soundtracks?
The
no, not the same guy.
Okay.
One guy's a German, the other guy's a Hispanic guy in Florida.
All Zimmers don't look alike.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah,
Zimmer's just such a unique...
Yeah, George Zimmerman found himself on the other side of a bullet. He apparently is going to be okay. Not that we care, but yeah, he got shot in Florida today. It was sort of a case of irony.
It's just one of those things.
There was apparently a dispute between he and another motorist.
Road rage.
So, yeah, well, he's not. Look, I don't think even the most fervent defender of George Zimmerman would say that he's a normal, average, easygoing guy.
Not at all.
We've learned that's not at all true.
Right.
So either way, George Zimmerman got shot. Tom Brady got suspended 4 games. He's not going to serve 4 games.
To the listeners who are curious about that strange noise that sounds like a remote control car losing its batteries, it is in fact a kitty litter box that's cleaning the poop.
Mm-hmm.
And the cat's staring in awe as if it's never seen it happen before. Sorry.
Okay, that cat box has been here for 4 months.
Right.
And literally every time it runs, Ace runs over there.
It's like, what's happening? Where'd my poop go?
And walks around the outside of it. As though he's never seen it before.
It's hilarious, dude. And he is investigating this shit.
Every single time.
Look at him.
So, yeah.
Where did my shit go?
I can't.
Where the fuck did my shit just go? This goddamn Terminator took my shit.
So, yeah. Well, we can't even enjoy a white discount day.
Nope.
Ladies' night's perfectly okay.
Right.
Yep.
Sexism.
Sex
and racism against the white male.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, whatever. Whatever. It's our struggle, Sam.
It's
our struggle.
We'll cope. We'll get through it.
We don't get anything on a discount on Black History Month.
That's true.
Well, that you tell us about. I mean, we don't know. So Kylie Jenner, speaking of really white people, she's finally cleared it up. We finally found out. She, in fact, uses lip fillers.
When we asked our Remix readers what they wanted to know from Kylie, is they just said she has the most amazing lips. Tell us her secret. How does she get these beautiful lips?
I have temporary lip fillers. It's just an insecurity of mine, and it's what I wanted to do. I'm just not ready to talk to reporters about my lips yet because everyone always picks us apart. Well, the color. Everyone thinks I use, like, one certain color.
Mm-hmm.
So I use, like, 6 different colors
mm-hmm.
all the time. So, yeah. I want to admit to the lips, but people are so quick to judge me on everything. So I might have tiptoed around the truth, but I didn't lie.
So there you go. This on the heels of the Kylie Jenner challenge
right.
that injured so many teenagers a few weeks ago. Kareem, are you aware of the Kylie Jenner challenge?
Yes.
where a bunch of teenagers stuck their lips in a glass and sucked to make them bigger, and some of them had lips explode.
That actually happened?
That actually happened. Yeah.
I mean, I saw friends of mine take pictures doing that. That's possible your lips can explode.
How old are your friends, man?
Well, these were some of my less experienced in life. They're younger.
Okay.
They're my younger friends.
Okay.
So, I cast a wide net on friendship.
It's true. That's fine.
You had to worry about you wearing women panties. Now I got to worry about you hanging out with teenagers. What's going on?
All right. So it's time for Florida Corner. We don't often get to Florida Corner on a Wednesday episode, but we got time today. And I think this is worth it because only in Florida will the irony run this thick. Headline, Florida man robs elderly woman, then can't get out of elevator.
Classic.
So there's some surveillance camera. He walks into an elevator, grabs this old woman's purse. He's an African-American gentleman can't quite make out the logo on his hat. Looks like a Braves hat. Stole her purse, he's rifling through it, but he's stuck in the elevator with her.
And she's not beating him with a stick or something?
No, she's just hiding in the corner. And then finally he gets off another floor. But yeah, he was stuck there. And then she sort of pokes her head out and is like, hey! In Broward County, surveillance video from inside an elevator revealed a frightening encounter between an elderly woman and a man armed with a knife. Authorities are searching for the man shown in the video, who they say followed a 77-year-old woman into the elevator and took out a knife. Authorities say he demanded she hand over her purse, and she did. The man turned to leave, but then walked right into the elevator doors, and then had to wait for them to open, which took about 30 seconds. Broward County Sheriff's Office described the subject as a black male with a medium build, 6'2". He had a short haircut, wore dark clothes, had dark sunglasses, and a dark baseball cap with an A on the front. The knife was a standard kitchen knife, so if you know who that is, let him know. So at least no one was hurt.
That is true.
Unlike in this case.
Nice silver lining there.
Yeah, an Englewood man used the stethoscope. Why? To heal? No. To choke a physician's assistant who refused to upgrade his pain medication.
Oh, wow. So I assume the stethoscope was already around the neck.
Yeah. John Conley, who's 52, faces charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon after the attack at a Sarasota walk-in clinic. Connolly went to the family medical walk-in clinic around 10:45 a.m. on a Monday because he wasn't happy with the pain medication he was prescribed. The physician's assistant would not change the prescription, and he became enraged, yelling profanities in the clinic. He was asked to leave and walked out of the office, but returned a couple minutes later and confronted the physician's assistant. Connolly lunged toward the victim, took the stethoscope from around his neck, and began choking him with it.
Out of control.
It's not funny. A witness pulled Connolly off the man. During an interview with investigators, Connolly admitted to attacking the victim. So, I don't know what the pain medication situation's like in jail, but
bitch better have my Vicodin.
Up my dose.
Up my Dos Equis, at least.
Hey, you, Sam, do you like thrill rides?
As long as there's not a lot of spinning. Like the Medusa, the Tatsu, these kind of Six Flag rides I love. But the ones that, like the Tasmanian Devil shit that goes spinning, make me sick. No, I don't like those.
Kareem, what about you? Thrill rides?
Not so much now.
Okay. Well, in China, they have a shrill ride. The Window of the World theme park has a new attraction that people are just dying to ride. It's called Samandhi 4D Experience of Death. That's right, of death. It's designed to give riders the sensation of being dead, cremated, and reborn.
Are you kidding? That's out of control, bro.
And here's what happens. First, the visitor goes on a journey through a morgue. Then they're placed in a casket and put on a conveyor belt for cremation, which is simulated by a sudden blast.
Disgusting. I'm done.
Of hot air over the rider to simulate flames. The air reaches temperatures of up to 105 degrees Fahrenheit.
Out of control.
You know, so summer. So once you're cremated, the attraction uses flashes of light to give the rider an authentic experience of burning. Finally.
What the fuck?
An image of a womb is projected onto the ceiling.
Of a womb?
A womb.
Like the innards of a woman's vagina. The uterine lining.
Yes. It's projected onto the ceiling and riders must crawl until they reach a white padded room where they're reborn.
Okay, I'll take that ride one time.
Now, the ride's creators...
in a white padded room.
Yeah, for real.
The ride's creators went to such great lengths to make the experience as accurate as possible that they visited a real crematorium and laid down inside the incinerator themselves.
That's... they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
The Window of the World is a cultural theme park. That's what they call it instead of a regular amusement park.
Yeah.
Other attractions featured there include replicas of France's Eiffel Tower and Arc de Triomphe. Now, when many riders reach the end of the experience, they're said to be drenched in sweat. Whether it's the result of the heat or being scared to death is uncertain. To which I say, the Chinese are crazy. The entire continent of Asia, absolutely nuts.
Oh, no.
Absolutely
it's
nuts.
It's not just the women.
No. The things they eat and the things that, it's just like, what are you doing?
I guess the best horror movies that we've had lately came from Asia.
It's like Japan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just frightening stuff.
Damn it, Sam. I told you about hanging out with those people.
Well, and not
there was a Japanese film called The Suicide Club that made me sick to my stomach, bro.
That takes a lot.
I mean, it takes a lot. The whole film opens with like 20 schoolgirls holding hands, singing a happy little Japanese tune,
mm-hmm.
and then jumping in front of a moving subway train and blood filling the cars.
Okay.
And the whole thing is much more sick and twisted than you could ever fathom. And I watched the whole thing, which normally I wouldn't do if I got that physically ill. But, you know, there's something to that whole Asian's fascination with the cryptic, I don't know what I'm saying, the morbid and disturbing.
Death.
We'll just say death.
Okay. Well, speaking of creepy things, the trailer for Human Centipede 3 is out.
No, thank you. Keep that shit.
Are
to
you familiar
yourself,
with 1 and 2?
I never saw it, but I'm more than familiar.
I saw the first one. The first one is almost a good movie. I mean, it's creepy as hell, don't get me wrong. But the premise where a crazy German doctor takes these three people and stitches them together ass to mouth to create a human centipede after abducting, you know, the two girls that show up, the car broke down in the middle of the woods. And for some reason, he already had a Japanese guy. Not quite sure why.
That's crazy.
But that did so well, they came out with two. And now it's Human Centipede 3. And this, the scale has gone absolutely crazy.
Bringing back medieval torture methods.
So he shows the warden doing medieval torture. He's waterboarding with like boiling water.
Okay.
Oh shit.
And he's trying to control the prisoners. So it's set in a prison.
Prison has the highest violence rates, legal and medical costs, than any other institution in the U.S. correctional system. Things will have to change fast. I think I have a solution. No more prison fights. No more assaults on guards. No more disrespect.
We've got to make a human centipede of our prisoners. They will literally be on their knees begging for your mercy. It's brilliant. Mr. Top Six, creator of these films, claims that it's 100% medically accurate.
I don't speak with a stupid filmmaker about his poop fetish.
About the poop?
Poop fetish. So basically, this guy comes up with an idea because he saw the films. It
looks. So is this actually made by the same people who did the original Centipede?
This is from IFC Films.
Peace on earth, goodwill.
Here we go. A little look.
This is a violation of human rights. It's certainly a violation of federal ethics. You insane freaks will get the death penalty.
This is beyond medieval torture, beyond castration, the ultimate correction. First human prison centipede.
This is exactly what America needs.
Rubbing poo on his face?
No, that was blood, Sam.
Okay. It's discolored from this angle on
the
screen.
Yeah, it's good to see Eric Roberts getting work.
Wow.
I think he should have been rubbing poo on his face. It's about poo fetish, apparently.
No, it's about blood.
Poo fetish.
It's about blood.
Poo fetish.
Either way.
Buttholes on the mouth.
Either way, you're going opening day, going to go see it in IMAX.
It's not happening. IMAX, good God, you would not sleep.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad time.
Probably ever.
Speaking of German scientists real quick.
Yes.
I found this book in the bookstore on Saturday about this black lady who found out that her grandfather was a German Nazi.
Oh, my God, that's like Ben Affleck finding out his ancestors owned slaves.
Yeah.
And she wrote a book called My Grandfather Would Have Shot Me.
My Grandfather Would Have Shot Me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Ben Affleck would have shot him, too.
Yeah. And her grandfather was like one of the top Nazi. I can't remember what his name was, but he was one of the first ones they executed.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
Well, you can't pick your relatives.
You can't
that
pick them.
True.
You come from where you come from. That's all there is.
You get who you get. You pick your friends, not your relatives.
Yeah. Like she was adopted, but she knew who her mother and her grandmother was. And then after she got older and Googled them and Googled him, she was like, oh my God. Lord Jesus, tell me, Lord help.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Do you guys see the movie Animal House? I mean, I know it's been out for
classic.
A while now.
Yes.
Well, the Dartmouth College fraternity. By the way, hold on. This is what this is.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small.
This is what this
small
is.
Town news.
Yeah. Sorry. Need to set the face. Because Dartmouth College is in a small town of Hanover, New Hampshire.
Okay.
The fraternity there that inspired the movie Animal House will not be partying anymore. Alpha Delta lost an appeal to stay on campus after it was accused of branding its pledges with hot pokers in the buttocks. I'm gonna guess on the buttocks, not in the buttocks.
I was gonna say that's pretty ouch.
Yeah, well, so let me go back to the.
I have a cousin who did that in high school
on the buttocks
with his football team,
just for fun.
Yeah, it was one of those football team things. This wasn't even college.
The school's rejection of the appeal marks the end of the road for the frat's efforts to stay open. Sorry, Dean Wormer.
I know dudes that have been branded for fraternities.
Right, right.
The frat came under fire after a sophomore went to the doctor because his brand became infected over winter break. That's according to a tipster. The Ivy League school, this is where the best and the brightest go, by the way, decided to sever all ties with Alpha Delta in a campus judiciary committee meeting last month. The frat, which had previously been suspended for a different infraction, was on double super secret probation, I guess. They're going to lose their on-campus house amongst other privileges of being a student organization. George Osler, an attorney for the Alpha Delta House, said members choose to brand themselves as a form of self-expression, like with body piercings and tattoos, and the practice was never mandatory. The fraternity has since stopped burning its name onto members. That's according to the lawyer. Well, that's nice. He did not immediately comment on the final decision. Alpha Delta was previously disciplined for hazing, serving alcohol to minors, and hosting unregistered parties. Animal House, which is the 1978 cult classic starring John Belushi, was based off of one of the screenwriter's experiences with Alpha Delta while at Dartmouth. Now, Alpha Delta is just one of a number of frats that have been shut down recently as more attention has been shined on alleged rape, racism, and sexism across the country. Now, just, it's a bad time. Just a little bit ago, a University of Florida frat was shut down over allegations that its members drunkenly yelled and spat on disabled veterans. And four members of a University of Kansas frat were kicked out over a video mocking Muslims.
So, okay. They have my support.
In March, the University of Oklahoma shut down Sigma Alpha Epsilon after the racist chant video came out.
Right.
Uh-huh. That same month, Washington and Lee University suspended Phi Kappa Psi for 3 years after a member allegedly used a stun gun on a new recruit.
That was a good one.
Well, that's why they only got 3 years. Dartmouth has been trying to revamp its fraternity system and announced in January that hard liquor is now banned on campus.
No!
That's some bullshit right there, Dartmouth.
That's like when you're in middle school and you can't chew bubble gum.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
shit.
No, only wine coolers?
Only wine coolers.
Now, what can I have sangria? What a mixed drinks with a Mai Tai?
It's
mostly fruit.
It's acceptable.
It's okay. Yeah, that's the only way that it's acceptable.
But let's be honest. The whole fraternity sorority thing is beyond me. To me, that's something you should have got out of your system in middle school when you had like a little club of friends. And you're like, you're not invited to my birthday because you don't have a bowl cut like I do. Like that kind of bullshit. You get through that as like a little preteen. The fact that happens amongst the best and the brightest, or as I should say, the wealthiest children of America.
It's not even wealthy. There are plenty of fraternity and sorority members who are just average income people. Kareem, do you have any experience with the Greek system?
I don't. My brother's he's a Greek, but I can't remember which fraternity.
Because there are strictly service fraternities and sororities who exist for that.
Couple. Yeah, well,
they're no fun, but they exist. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean there are some that do a lot of good work.
Yeah, even the ones that turn out to do bad things to each other on the weekends do good work as well.
Right, yeah, uh-huh.
As part of what they do. So it's kind of an interesting quandary to be in. But
yeah,
I never liked the idea of having to pay a membership fee to have friends.
Yeah,
which is
ridiculous.
What it sort of came to me like that. And I actually, when I transferred to a college that had fraternities, I was literally on my way to go to an event. And I had a friend from high school who showed up out of the blue, knocked on my dorm room door, and she's like, hey, I was in town. If you want to go grab something to eat? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I never.
It was just
like one of those weird.
Wherever she's at, saved you from possibly being branded and getting infected.
Well, you got to take care of something like that.
Spike Lee ruined fraternities for me.
Spike Lee ruined movies for
School
me.
School days.
Oh, yes.
Spike Lee ruins a lot of things. His joints. Spike Lee joints. Talking about nonsense. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, 300 week is next week. Very exciting shows coming your way Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Friday.
Get excited for it, will you?
Everybody get ready for Friday.
Won't you get excited for it? Hmm?
Titillated, perhaps?
Mm-hmm. Gonna wrap it up with the Black Keys. This is Tighten Up on The Nate Darling Show. Bye, then.